and made it interesting for us.
Well, I heard that he was one of the best signal players, bar none. I guess this is where it would come from, teaching.
Teaching, well, he was excellent.
He could tap out Morse and flagged as fast as the fellow was supposed to be decoding them good.
Have you ever seen the book Make a Signal by Broom? No. Jackie Broom? Wonderful. I've got a copy of it here. The signals are made by fleets and admirals to one another, you know, are just fantastic. There's one famous, there's many a famous one, about the Admiral Cunningham sent to Admiral Somerville when he was knighted the second time, you know, from KCB to a Grand Knight of the Cross, and he said, "Congratulations on twice a knight and at your age." And little things that go on, but I can tell you other, there's masses of signals that are quite famous in this book that have gone on over the years, but Albert, we must get on to the job.
Now, the big question is, you go back now to the Canadian Navy, the RCN.
Where?
You've spent from approximately
5 years.
5 years.
Almost to the
from
day.
1926.
To 1931.
To 1931.
1 month less than 5 years, to be exact.
1 month less than 5 years with the Royal Navy.
Yes.
And now you're going to the Canadian Navy.
Just so.
How did that feel, number one?
I was sent here to Victoria. Joined my first ship.
How did you feel about it?
Great. Great. You come to a destroyer here, and I went to the Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a ship that only carried 110 men, I can remember very well, and I was sub-lieutenant of this ship.
Well, how did you get here first?
That's well, came across Canada. You came across by Atlantic, and the ordinary, no airplanes in those days.
Would you use naval vessel? Or
Oh, no. They send you in a merchant ship, the Esonia, Lonia, and Danias. They were the great transatlantic refiners. It didn't cost too much. You would take it on, and then you'd have your holiday with your family east, and then mine were in the east, and then I came out west. And
got on the train?
Got on the train, and those are the days we had the very super trains in Canada. And we came out here and joined the ship called the Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about 110 men, a captain. The first lieutenant was a lieutenant commander. There was an engineer officer, Lieutenant Porteous, and there was a gunner. He was an ex-RN man, and there was the sub-lieutenant. Well, that's all the officers that were in the ship.
And you were to take over as sub-lieutenant?
Yeah.
Now, we had a period in Canada prior to this where the Royal Naval College of Canada had been closed, but now we were starting to reman, I guess, the Canadian Navy. More positions became available.
Yeah, but there's still no Naval College.
No, I know there's still no Naval College, but more positions became available. The government had a change of heart.
Not much.
Not much.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's get this one.
If any change of heart, I never noticed it. We came here in 1931, and what a time. Mind you, your pay had gone from $4 to $5 a day, and I just got my $5 a day when we came out, and the government found they couldn't pay us that much. They didn't call it a deduction pay. They were going to withhold the money. Immediately I got this wonderful promotion. I was dropped back to 10% because the government felt they should cut pay down. But we were right on it. Really out on the end of a string here. We were had no money at all. It was just unbelievably short of money. The first southern cruise I did in 1932, going down hoping to meet the West Indies squadron to get training with them, we didn't have enough money to go through the canal.
That's scandalous. You know?
It was simply unbelievable.
You would have a lot of RCNVRs as well on these types of cruises, would you not?
We'd have a lot of RCNVRs. The RCN had started, RCNVR started in about 1924, as I told you earlier, and probably up to 15-20% would be RCNVRs who were getting their training, sea training, in a little longer time. And you'd usually have an RCNVR officer, too, from somewhere in Canada.
Hmm. You worked you, according to my cheat sheet again, you worked 7 days a week.
Oh, yes.
Paid Sundays.
People often wonder what we did, but a tremendous amount. You never were. You never seemed to be lost what to do. You time you live in a ship, man a ship, keep the weapons up to date, efficient, and you're always doing exercises. Always going out for gunnery shoots, torpedo exercises, anti-submarine work. There's always some lead on every time you go to sea. There was always some practice on. How about turn it off for a second?
Take a break.